All right, since today is the disappearance of Ramanujacharya, so we're going to discuss about Ramanujacharya. Why should we in the Gaudiya Sampradaya be interested in an Acharya from another Sampradaya? Unlike in Christianity or in Islam, where there is actually animosity amongst different branches, in Vaishnavism there is no such animosity and there is actually love and affection. Both Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote extensively on the teachings of Madhvacharya, specifically in Madhvacharya and Ramanuja, as well as the other two Vaishnavacharyas. When Bhaktisiddhanta was still in his 20s, he wrote extensively on the lives of the three main Sri Vaishnavacharyas. The three main acharyas of the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. That would be Natamuni, Yamunacharya, and Sri Pad Ramanujacharya. And in his in Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he wrote in his Navadvip Mahatmya, he wrote a very specific thing about the four sampradayas. When Nimbarkacharya arrived in Navadvip, Lord Chaitanya said the following things to him. Of course, all the other acharyas like Ramanuja, Madhvacharya, Vishnusama, they all went on Digvijay, and all of them came to Navadvip.
All the acharyas
came to Navadvip because they all went on Digvijay. So Lord Chaitanya specifically told them not to tell everything, not to say everything. He had to say something that Lord Chaitanya is going to give the highest knowledge, so they should not say everything. So when Nimbarkacharya finally came to Navadvip, Lord Chaitanya told him that I will take 2 points from each of you acharyas. From Madhvacharya, I shall take the point of Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and complete uncompromising attack on Mayavad.
So, Madhvacharya se Bhagwan Chaitanya do shikshaen denge. Ek to ki Sri Krishna hi Parameshwar hai aur dusri shiksha ye hai ki Mayavad ka zordar virodh karna.
From Ramanujacharya, I'll take the concept of bhakti unalloyed with jnana or karma.
So, Ramanujacharya se ek shiksha to ye lenge.
And the principle of Das Anudas. And from Vishnu Swami, the principle of the superiority of Raganuga Bhakti. And the complete dependence upon Lord Krishna.
दूसरा है कि भगवान कृष्ण पर पूर्ण रूप से आश्रय ग्रहण करना.
एंड फ्रॉम निम्बार्काचार्य द प्रिंसिपल ऑफ द सुपर एक्सीलेंट method of worship of the gopis and the prime position of Srimati Radharani.
और निम्बार्काचार्य से ये लेंगे कि जो गोपी भाव है वो सर्वोच्च भाव है और राधा रानी जो है सर्वोच्च है.
And if you go to the yoga pit in Mayapur, you will see on each of the four doors, there's one of the each of the Vaishnava acharyas is there, because the one of the goals of Bhakti Siddhanta was to unify all the sampradayas in one preaching mission.
So, if you go to Mayapur in the yoga pit, you will see that each door has one sampradaya's acharya, and Bhakti Siddhanta ji Maharaj ka yahi
in his Bhakti Siddhanta, in his Anubhashya commentary, translation commentary on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will find that he gives many references to Ramanujacharya and to the Alwars, who were the predecessors of Ramanujacharya.
आप देखेंगे कि उन्होंने बहुत से अपने टीका में रामानुजाचार्य और अलवारों के बहुत से उदाहरण दिए हैं.
In fact, when he approached Gorkishore Das Babaji for initiation and Gorkishore Das Babaji rejected him as a student, the example that he used to explain how much pain he felt was, he said he felt the way Ramanujacharya felt when he was rejected for the 17th time by Goshtipurna. He approached Goshtipurna 17 times and each time he was rejected.
So, Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj ko jo hai, jab Gaur Kishore Babaji ne apna shishya banane se inkar kar diya, to unko jitna kasht hua, to unhone bataya ki unko utna hi kasht hua, jitna kasht Ramanujacharya ko hua, जब गोष्ठीपूर्ण ने उनको 17 बार मना कर दिया शिष्य बनाने से.
The name of Ramanuja, we see over here on the altar, we see Lord Ram and Ram Anuja, the younger brother of Ram.
So, अल्टर में हम देखते हैं कि राम और राम के छोटे भाई हैं, तो रामानुज का मतलब है राम के छोटे भाई.
So in the Sri Sampradaya, it is recognized that the Ramanujacharya is actually an incarnation of Lakshman and Anantasesha.
So, in the Sri Sampradaya, this is said that the Ramanujacharya is Anantasesha and Lakshman ji's avatar.
Now, this is a disappearance day. He lived for 120 years.
So, today is his Tirubhav Divas, and he lived for 120 years.
And every moment of his life was full of so many activities.
And his life was full of so many activities.
So if I just spoke 1 minute for every year of his life, it would take 2 hours. If I just spoke 1 minute for every year of his life, it would take 2 hours.
So if Prabhu ji jo hai unke jeevan unke jo hai ek varsh ka ek minute ka agar bataye to usme bhi 2 ghanta lag jayega.
So we are not going to have that much time.
We'll just
so we'll just try to speak a little bit. When in his childhood he was studying in the Veda Pathshala and his guru was named Yadava Prakash, who was a Pakka Mayavadi. Very Pakka. So one time Yadava Prakash, he was giving a he would always in his lessons he would bring up Advaitin references. And Ramanuja didn't like it. Because the Mayavadis always have to twist the meaning of that sloka. So one time he was giving a massage to Yadava Prakash. And he was explaining one shloka from the Upanishads. I don't remember the exact verse because I didn't prepare for this class. But the verse went something to the effect that he interpreted how the Lord's face has got lotus-like eyes, and that he interpreted that the Lord's eyes look like the backside of a monkey. And well, then he felt this hot tears falling on his body. And he noticed that Ramanujacharya was crying. So then he said, "Oh, you don't like my explanation. Can you give a better one?" So then Ramanujacharya began, even though he was a young boy, he gave a very, you know, elaborate and extensive explanation of that verse. So the Yadav Prakash, who he could understand that Ramanujacharya, while he's young, he's challenging him. What happens when he's going to get older? So he began. He set up a plot to kill Ramanuja. He organized that everybody should go on a Tirtha Yatra to Benares, and then somehow on the journey that they would kill Ramanuja. And of course, in those days, it was not that you got on the train, you had to walk from Chennai to Benares. It was a little bit of a long walk, you know. So his cousin Govinda was also a student, and his cousin found out about the plot. And he warned Ramanuja, and Ramanuja escaped. And you know, they went all the way to Benares and they came back. It took them a couple of years to go there, and you know, it took a long time to go there and back. And when they did, everybody pretended they didn't know what happened. Everybody pretended about this time, Yamunacharya was visiting Sri Purambadur, which is and Kanchi. He was visiting Kanchi because at that time there was no such place as Chennai. Ramanujacharya was from the city of Sri Purambadur, which became famous in recent years as the place where Rajiv Gandhi was assassinated. But it's just outside of present-day Chennai. And he was living in Kanchi. So he was, when Yamunacharya saw Ramanujacharya, he could immediately understand that this was a very great and exalted personality. No, Yamunacharya. And he made some inquiry about this person. And he was disappointed to find out that Ramanujacharya was still a student of Yadava Prakash. That he could understand that this person was just suitable to be the next acharya. And also that the uncle, Ramanujacharya's mother, had a sister who was the mother of Govinda, and she had a brother, older brother, whose name is Sri Shaila, who was a disciple of Yamunacharya.
Brother of
his uncle, brother, the mother's brother was a disciple of.
So Ramanujacharya जो मामा थे वो यमुनाचार्य के शिष्य थे.
So in his mind, Yamunacharya wanted him as a disciple. So finally, things got very bad between Yadava Prakash and Ramanuja, and they finally broke their relationship. So then, when Jamunacharya heard this, he immediately sent his disciple Mahapurna from Sri Rangam to Kanchi to get Ramanuja.
तो जब ऐसी बात हुई तो यमुनाचार्य ने अपने शिष्य को महापूर्ण को भेजा from Kanchi to Sri Rangam.
To go from Kanchi to Sri Rangam.
तो Kanchi से Sri Rangam भेजा कि उनको ले आए रामानुज को ले आए वहाँ.
And Ramanuja, he was ecstatic by the idea and he agreed. He also wanted to take initiation from Yamunacharya. He had heard so much about him from his other disciple, Kanchipurna, who was the great devotee of Devaraj in Kanchi. He had heard so much about him, he immediately accepted.
So, Ramanuja jo hai usne swikar kar liya Yamunacharya se desha lena kyunki unhone bahut suna tha unke bare mein.
So, of course, again, they had to walk from Kanchi to Sri Rangam. And as they were getting to Sri Rangam, they saw very many inauspicious omens. And people were crying. Then he found the reason was that in the meantime, Yamunacharya had died.
Keeping crying?
Well, everybody was crying. The Acharya of Sri Rangam had died. So everybody was, they were seeing so many inauspicious omens. And both, Mahapurna and both Ramanuja, they were both devastated. They were both very disappointed by this. So Ramanuja said, at least let me see him at least once. Let me see him before they put him into the samadhi. He wanted to see this great personality. So when he saw Yamunacharya, he noticed that three of his fingers were curled.
तो जब रामानुज ने देखा यमुनाचार्य को उन्होंने देखा कि उनके हाथ की जो है तीन अंगुलियां टेढ़ी थी.
So he inquired, was there any desire, unfulfilled desire of Yamunacharya?
तो उन्होंने फिर पूछा कि क्या यमुनाचार्य की कुछ इच्छाएं अभी तक पूरी नहीं हुई हैं?
And they said, yes, he had three unfulfilled desires.
तो उन्होंने कहा कि हाँ उनकी तीन इच्छाएं पूरी नहीं हुई हैं.
And he asked, what were those desires? He said, one of his desires was that there should be a commentary made on the Vedanta Sutra according to the Sri Sampradaya understanding. Second desire was that he wanted to reorganize the puja and seva in Sri Rangam. And his third desire was that he wanted to honor Vyasadev and Parashara Rishi, who was the author of Mahabharata and so many shastras, and Parashara Rishi, who was the speaker of the Vishnu Purana, that he wanted to honor them by naming two great Vaishnavas after them. So when Ramanujacharya heard this, he immediately said, I will do it. I will fulfill these three desires. And immediately the fingers straightened out. So, in this way, though Yamunacharya had passed away, both Yamunacharya had accepted him as a disciple, and Ramanuja had accepted him as his guru, even though they never actually physically met. So then, in lamentation, Ramanuja went back to Kanchi. And he was trying so many different things. He was, you know, wondering about his life. He was concerned about what he should do with his life. So he took shelter in one disciple of Yamunacharya by the name of Kanchipurna. Kanchipurna, yeah. Kanchipurna was a very, he was a Mahabhagwat. Though he came from a Shudra family, he was constantly serving Lord Devaraj in Kanchi.
Lord?
Devaraj.
Devaraj.
Yeah. He would, you know, offer so many flowers, so many different things. He was always doing some service for the deity. He was always conversing with the Lord. And oftentimes they would see Kanchipurna walking down the street having a conversation with someone who nobody else could see. This Kanchipurna would be having, they would see him walking down the street talking with somebody, but nobody else could see who that person was.
Kanchipurna was talking with somebody.
He was talking to the Lord, but nobody else could see, only he could see the Lord. So everybody knew that Kanchipurna was a Mahabhagwat. So Ramanujacharya asked him, please give me diksha. But he refused. He says, how can I? I'm born in a Shudra family. You are a Brahmin. He said, but Ramanuja said, no, you're very qualified. I want to be initiated as a Vaishnava by you. But he responded, says that, no, Lord Vishnu has created the Varna Ashram system for the spiritual upliftment of people. If I was to initiate you, then that would destroy the program of the Lord. So Ramanujacharya, he came up with another plan. That he invited Kanchipurna to his home and his for lunch. And his plan was that if I can take the remnants of his food, then I will be like his disciple. So he told his wife, his wife's name was Raksha Kambal. It was the wife of Ramanuja. So he told his wife to cook very nice.
Who told?
Ramanuja told his wife, Raksha Kambal, to cook nicely. And he went by one path to get Kanchipurna to come. But Kanchipurna could understand his mind and he came by a different path. And told his wife, I'm here now. And she said, well, you know, my husband is gone, you should wait. No, I can't wait. Feed me now. I have to go someplace else. So he ate and then he left. Now, his wife was a very caste-conscious woman. So only because her husband ordered her, she fed the Shudra in the house. But as soon as he was finished eating, she took a stick, she folded up the leaf plate, she threw it outside to the cows. She took all the rest of the food and fed it to the beggars. And she took cow dung and mud and she cleaned the whole kitchen all over again. Then she took a bath and started cooking again for her husband. So by this time Ramanuja came back. And he asked, what's happening? Why are you taking bath? Why are you cooking again? But then she explained the whole story. And he's just always very calm, but when she told him, he just exploded with anger. Because of her material consciousness, she was practically the only person in Kanchi who did not recognize him to be a devotee. He happened to be married to the only person in Kanchipuram who did not recognize that Mahapurna was a pure devotee. And he was so upset that she ruined because of her caste consciousness.
Mahapurna?
No, Kanchipurna. So he became very upset with her from that day on. So he was still considering what to do with his life. So he had five questions about what he should do. And the habit of the people in Kanchipuram was that they would have some question, they would tell Kanchipurna that they had a question, ask the Lord for the answer. And the next day the Lord would tell Kanchipurna the answer, and then he would tell them then he would tell the person the answer to the question. But the persons would never tell Kanchipurna what the actual question was. They wouldn't tell him what the question. They just tell, we have a question. Please get the answer. So, in the same way, Ramanuja had five questions. He didn't tell Kanchipurna what the questions were. He just said, I have these questions in my mind. You please tell the Lord and please tell him I want the answers. I can't remember all the questions, but one of the questions was, is there a difference between the Jiva and the Paramatma? And the Lord said, yes, there is a difference, they're not the same.
Or Lord said,
yeah. And then another question he asked, what happens to the devotee if somehow at the time of death he's not able to remember you? And Sundeva Raj replied, if at the time of death my devotee is not able to remember me, then I will remember him.
Devaraj replied.
Yeah, because he's asking the Lord. The Lord gives the answer. The answer is coming from Devaraj.
Devaraj
is the deity. Varadaraj. Devaraj is the deity.
Vishnu deity?
Yeah, Devaraj.
Devaraj,
Vishnu deity. He's called Varadaraj. Mm. Devaraj is the deity.
Lord
of
Vishnu.
He's the deity of Vishnu country. Devaraj.
देवराज ने कर दिया कि जो भक्त है वो मरते समय मुझे याद नहीं करता परंतु मैं उसको याद करता हूँ.
And then finally the last question was who should I study with?
Whom I should study with?
Yeah.
और अंतिम प्रश्न ये था कि किसके साथ मैं पढ़ाई करूँ.
And the answer was that you should study with Mahapurna.
तो उत्तर ये था कि तुम महापूर्ण के साथ अध्ययन करो.
So he was happy to hear this, and so he then left from Kanchipuram, and he, along with his wife, he was walking to Sri Rangam. At the same time, the head disciples in Sri Rangam, the chief disciples of Yamunacharya, they knew that their guru wanted Ramanuja to be the next Acharya.
यमुनाचार्य के शिष्य थे तो उन्होंने विचार किया कि उनके जो गुरु महाराज हैं यमुनाचार्य वो चाहते थे कि रामानुज को ही उनकी गद्दी का उत्तराधिकारी बनाया जाए.
So the plan was that each of them was a specialist in a certain branch of Sri Vaishnav knowledge.
तो योजना ये थी कि
the plan was
they had a plan to train Ramanuja. Just say that. They had a plan to train him. One of the disciples was an expert in Divya Prabandha. The Divya Prabandha is a Tamil Veda. Another disciple was an expert in the secret meaning of the Charama Shloka.
So what
is this? Charama Shloka. Charama Shloka. Charama Shloka. That I'm going to explain what it is. Another disciple knew all the mysterious meaning of the Charama Shloka. The Charama Shloka is the Bhagavad Gita verse 18th chapter verse 66, Sarva Dharman Parityagya Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja Ahang Tvang Sarva Papibhyo Moksha Yashyami Masucha. So they have a whole mystic teaching just about that one shloka.
So ye charam shloka hai Gita ka charam adhyay mein aur isme jo hai sab kuch rahasyapurna baatein batayi gayi
hain. Another disciple had all the information on the Ashtakshara mantra.
Ashtakshara mantra.
Yeah, Om Namo Narayana.
Aur ek shishya tha jo ki Ashtakshara mantra ki jo hai puri baat ko janta tha.
So in this way their plan was that each of them would tutor him so that he would then know everything about Sri Vaishnava tradition.
To unki yojana ye thi ki unme se pratyek jo hai unko prashikshan dega taki Sri Vaishnava sampradaya mein har baat ko woh jaan jaye.
So they sent Mahapurna to go get Ramanuja. And they met in between Sri Rangam and Kanchi. They met in between because Ramanuja was coming from Kanchi and Mahapurna was coming from Sri Rangam. And they met in between. So there was a very happy meeting. They realized they both had the same mentality, and then he began immediately studying with Mahapurna. And everything was going very nicely. Until one day, his wife created trouble. His wife and the wife of Mahapurna were at the well. Well, getting water.
Mahapurna's wife and Ramana's wife,
and they were pulling water from the buckets out of the well. And a little bit of the water from the bucket of the wife of Mahapurna fell into the bucket of the wife of Ramanuja. So she became very upset with this. How you think that now, because I come from a very aristocratic Brahmin family, you're a Brahmin but not a very aristocratic. How you can do this? Now you think you can step on my head just because my husband is taking lesson from your husband? She became like this, very ugly. So then she was very offended that the teacher's wife was, how she could be so rude, insulting me. So then she left and she went and told her husband. But then Mahapurna thought that this is not a very good situation, so they just packed up their bag and they went back to Sri Rangam. They left. His name is Mahapurna. He went and his wife, they went back to Sri Rangam. When Ramanuja came back and he found out what happened, he was extremely agitated and very angry. That his wife, totally out of bodily consciousness and arrogance and false pride, had insulted his guru's wife and broken the teaching. So then he went back to Vishnu country. So this was now two offenses that his wife had made. She was becoming an obstacle to his spiritual advancement. First she insulted Kanchipurna and then she insulted Mahapurna. So when they were in Vishnu country, one day one poor Brahmin came to him and begged for some food. And he told them, yeah, you can just go to my house and tell them I sent you and my wife will give you something to eat. So when he did and he went to the home, instead of giving him something to eat, the wife began yelling at him, started shouting at this man. Why are you coming here? She was very agitated. She started, speaking bad words to him. Even though she had food in the house. So this Brahmin, he went back to Ramanuja. And he's saying, what is this joke you're playing with me? You're sitting there, your wife is insulting me, yelling at me, and he was very upset. So on seeing this behavior of his wife, at that moment, Ramanujacharya decided to accept sannyas. He said, don't worry, I'll take care of you. He said, don't worry, I'll take care of everything. So he wrote a letter pretending to be the father of his wife. And in the letter he said, he's addressing a letter to his daughter. He said, your younger sister is getting married. Your mother needs your help for your sister's wedding. Please come, and if your husband can also come, you please bring him for your sister's wedding. So he wrote like that. He wrote a false letter like this. Ramanuja wrote a letter like this.
To whom?
To his wife.
What letter?
He wrote a letter, and in the letter he is saying that his youngest daughter is getting... He's pretending to be the father of his wife.
Achha.
Pretends to be the father of his wife. And in the letter he's saying, we're having marriage preparations for your younger sister. Your mother needs your help. Please come.
तो अपने पत्नी के पिता बताते हुए उन्होंने पत्र लिखा कि तुम्हारी जो तुम्हारी छोटी लड़की है उसकी शादी हो रही है. Your younger.
The younger sister.
Our younger sister.
The older sister can't. Older sister is not going to get married. Younger sister gets married.
तुम्हारी छोटी बहन है उसकी शादी हो रही है और तुम जल्दी आओ. तुम्हारी माँ जो है तुम्हारी सहायता चाहिए.
And this Brahmin will help you, will escort you to my house. So then Ramanuja gave this letter to the Brahmin. Says, you give this letter to my wife, she'll be very happy and she'll feed you so much food. So, when the Brahmin gave her the letter, she read it. She was so happy and she fed him so much opulent food. So then, when Ramanujacharya came home, his wife said, she showed him the letter. She said, my younger sister is getting married. I want to come. Do you want to come also? Like this.
So, when Ramanujacharya came home,
so Ramanujacharya said, oh, actually, right now I'm in the middle of doing some important work, but you can go to your father's house. That Brahmin, he'll escort you there, and you please pay my respects to your father and mother.
So Ramanujacharya said, I'm going to go to your father's house, and you please pay my respects to your father and mother.
So as soon as his wife had left Kanchi, he immediately went to the temple of Devaraj, and from Devaraj himself he took sannyas. He was a Tridandi sannyasi. Because the Sri Sampradaya, they are Tridandi sannyasis. In fact, Bhakti Siddhanta, he toured in South India and he observed, and it was, we have, before Bhakti Siddhanta, there was no sannyasis. There, everybody was Babaji. He is the one who reintroduced sannyas
and a tree.
In Gaudiya Sampradaya. Everybody was Paramahamsa. Babaji means Paramahamsa. So he reintroduced Tridanda sannyas from the Ramanuja Sampradaya. Now a very interesting pastime happened. When the devotees in Sri Rangam heard that Ramanuja had taken sannyas, they were ecstatic. So now that they wanted Ramanuja to come to Sri Rangam and continue his education. So they all prayed to Ranganath Swami and they asked him, you please request Devaraj Swami, of Vishnu Kanchi, you please ask him to send Ramanuja to Sri Rangam. The presiding deity of Sri Rangam is Ranganath Swami. So they asked, the devotees prayed to him to tell the presiding deity of Kanchi, Devaraj, to please send Ramanuja to Srivangam. And that they of course expected that Devaraj would send Ramanuja. But unexpectedly Devaraj said, "No. You expect me to send my soul to you? Ramanuja is staying here. He is my soul. I can't send you my soul. He's staying here with me only." So now Ranganath Swami and Devaraj having an argument over who is going to get their devotee. Yeah, because sometimes we think we're only praying to the deity, but actually the deity also loves his devotee.
So
the devotees in Sri Rangam are wondering what are they going to do. Devaraj does not want to give Ramanuja to us. What are we going to do? So after thinking about it for some time, they realized that Devaraj had a very weak spot. Devaraj had a weak spot. He had a weakness for singing. He had a weakness. He really liked singing. So Tiruvaranga was the chief disciple of Yamunacharya. And he was an expert singer. For Tiruvaranga, he went to Kanchi. And he, in front of the deity, began to sing with a veena, began to sing his heart out. And Devaraj was just said, "Oh, you're breaking my heart. Whatever you want, I'll give you. I'll give you jewels, I'll give you villages, I'll give you women, whatever you want. Whatever you want, just give it to me." But Tiruvaranga didn't want any of these things. He just kept playing, he kept singing like this. He was singing his heart out. Tiruvaranga was singing his heart out. And this was breaking the heart of Devaraj. And Devaraj was, "If my heart is breaking, I'll give you anything you want except Lakshmi Devi. I won't give you my wife. But anything else you can have." But then at this moment, Tiruvaranga took the opportunity. He said, "Give me Ramanuja." And then Devaraj said, he got a very ugly look on his face. He says, "No, you can't have Ramanuja." He became very upset. But then Tiruvaranga said, "My dear Lord, when you came as Lord Ram, you always kept your word. You cannot break your word now." So Devaraj had a very sour look on his face because he was defeated. And he said, "Okay, you can have him." So Tiruvaranga immediately left before Devaraj changed his mind. So then he came to Srivangam. And each of his older godbrothers, they began training him. So he was fully trained in Vedanta. He was fully trained in the Divya Prabandha. He was fully trained in Nyaya. He was fully trained in the Charama Shloka.
Charama Shloka.
So, but he had not yet been instructed in the secret meaning of the Ashtakshara Mantra. He had not yet got training in the secret meanings of the Ashtakshara Mantra. So the Ashtakshara Mantra, in case you don't know, is Om Namo Narayanaya. So the older godbrother who had the secret knowledge of this, his name was Goshtipurna. And he lived 120 kilometers from Srirangam. So Ramanuja would go there to get instruction. He had to walk 120 kilometers. And Goshtipurna would see him and said, "Nah, you're not ready. Go home." Told him, "You're not ready. Go home.
You're not ready.
You're not ready to understand this knowledge. Go home." So 120 kilometers there, 120 kilometers back. That's 240 kilometers walking just to say no. He told him, "No, go home."
So Raman, he was walking
120 kilometers there and 120 kilometers back. That's 240 kilometers.
So Raman, he was 120 kilometers. He came back. He was 120 kilometers. He came back.
So Ramanuja was very determined. He kept going there. And he kept, and Goshtipurna kept telling him, "No, you're not ready." He kept telling him, "No, go home." So Ramanuja walked there not once. So Ramanuja walked there not once, not twice, not three times, not 10 times. He walked there 17 times. He was so determined. But after 17 times, he became very brokenhearted. And he was very depressed. So all the other disciples of Yamunacharya, the senior disciples like Tiruvaranga and Mahapurna, they sent a message to Goshtipurna telling him, "You're being too hard on him." The other disciples, the senior disciples, they sent a message to Goshtipurna saying, "You're being too hard on him." So Goshtipurna sent a message, "Okay, tell Ramanuja to come with his flag and his danda." So when he knocked on the door, Goshtipurna asked, "Who is it?" I should say, every time, all the other times when he came and he knocked on the door, Goshtipurna asked, who is at the door? The previous times, when he went previously, and Ramanuja would answer, "It's Ramanuja." So then he would say, "Go home." So when he came the 18th time and he knocked on the door and Goshtipurna asked, "Who is it?" And Ramanuja answered, "It is Ramanuja, Das Anudas." So then he said, so then the question was, oh, okay, now you have become humble. Yeah, because before he was thinking, you know, he said, when he said Dasana Das, servant of the servant, Ramanuja. So then Goshtapurna said, okay, now you will become humble. Now I will teach you. And he began teaching him the secret of the this mantra, Om Namo Narayanaya. How this mantra is so powerful that simply by chanting this mantra with sincerity, one will become free from samsara and go to Vaikuntha. That if one chants this mantra sincerely, then one will be free from samsara and go to Vaikuntha. But he said, this is a very secret knowledge. It should not be told to anybody. This mantra should not be told to anyone. It is very secret. It's Rajaghuyam. So then, I mean, I went to that place. I went to that temple. And so Ramanuja was thinking, oh, this is a very powerful mantra. If people listen to it, they'll get liberation. So he went to the Gopuram of that temple. And I'd been to that Gopuram. And from that Gopuram, you can see the house of Goshtipurna. Ramanuja, he went to the Gopuram of that temple. And from that Gopuram, you can see the house of Goshtipurna. So he told, he saw all the people, and he gathered all the people. He says he called them all to the... And he began explaining them that you just, all of you just begin to chant this mantra, Om Namo Narayanaya. And everybody, hundreds of people are chanting Om Namo Narayanaya. And obviously, Goshtipurna could hear this. So Goshtipurna became extremely angry. I just told him not to tell anybody, and he's telling hundreds of people. So Goshtipurna started walking towards him, and Ramanuja started walking toward each other. And Goshtipurna said, don't you know that by disobeying me, now you will go to hell? You're broken. This is a guru aparad. So Ramanuja said, yes, I know, I will go to hell, but I have so much faith in you. I have so much faith in you, because you have said that anyone who chants this mantra will go to Vaikuntha. So what is the loss if I go to hell, if all these people can go to Vaikuntha? So when Goshtipurna heard this, his heart melted, and he embraced him and says, you are very compassionate, you are most compassionate. You are very compassionate. So then Ramanuja went back to Shivangam. And he began thinking about how to fulfill his promises. He made three promises. So he began to reorganize the seva in the temple. And by reorganizing the seva, there was less bribery, less money was being stolen. Because in temple, there's money is floating. Sometimes you don't know where the money goes. So he reorganized it, so that money that belonged to the deity was not being stolen.
So Ramana is telling us, ऐसी घटना कि जो भगवान के का जो है जो धन है वो चोरी ना हो तो इस प्रकार से आर्थिक समस्या उत्पन्न नहीं होगी.
So some people became very upset because now they could not steal.
तो कुछ लोग बड़े नाराज हुए क्योंकि अब तो उनको चोरी करने का मौका नहीं मिल रहा.
So they made a plot to kill Ramanuja. Because they knew that Ramanuja, he is a yati, he is a sannyasi. And he's always going for bhikshu, you know. Bhikshu bhavati dehi. He's, you know, he's asking, he's going to every house to ask for bhikshu. So they planned that they would give him food that was full of poison.
तो उन दोनों जो है रावण पिता ने भिक्षाम देही के करते हुए घर घरों में जाते थे और उन्होंने विचार किया कि रावण उसको भोजन ऐसा देंगे जिसमें जहर मिला हुआ हो.
For this one man, he was very evil minded and had an equally evil minded wife. This one man and wife, they were very evil minded.
तो एक व्यक्ति था उसकी पत्नी दोनों बड़े ही दुष्ट विचार के थे.
So she made food that was full of virulent poison. And so when Ramanuja came to the house, she gave him the food. But seeing the purity of Ramanuja, even her heart became changed. And she knocked it from his hand. She hit the food and knocked it on the floor. She knocked the food out of his hand. At that moment, a crow came and ate some of the food and immediately died. So Ramanuja could understand. He went home. And he took a vow. Since he didn't want to be the cause of somebody making offense, he from that point he took a vow that he would not beg for food.
So then Ramana jo hai ne ye jo hai pratigya ki thi ab aage se wo bhojan mangne ke liye kahin nahi jayenge.
And since he's a sannyasi, he could not touch fire.
Aur sannyasi the isliye wo aag bhi nahi chhote the.
So he was only living on tirtha, charnamrita. In Tamil Nadu they call it Tirtha. Same thing. So he's only living on a few drops of Charnamrita. So his disciples became very concerned. How can he live only on a handful of Charnamrita every day? So, and also this man who tried to kill him, he thought, well, that his next plot was he will put poison in the Charnamrita. So he came, he gave him enough poison to kill 10 men. Ramanujacharya, he blessed and he took it, no effect.
He
put poison in Charnamrita. Enough to kill 10 people.
उसने चरणामृत में जो है जहर डाला, इतना जहर डाला कि 10 आदमी मर जाएंगे.
And then
he gave it to Ramanuja and Ramanuja accepted it.
उसने रामानुज को दिया और रामानुज ने उसको ले लिया.
But nothing happened to him.
पर तो उनको कुछ भी नहीं हुआ.
Seeing this miracle,
तो ये चमत्कार देख करके,
the man he surrendered his life to Ramanuja.
उस व्यक्ति ने फिर रामानुज को अपना जीवन समर्पित कर दिया.
And begged for forgiveness.
और माफी मांगी.
Still, Ramanuja was not taking any food and only taking Charnamrita. So his disciples were wondering, what to do for our guru. So they called for Goshtipurna. So Goshtipurna came all the way to Sri Rangam. And because Sri Rangam is situated on an island in the Kaveri River. Sri Rangam is an island, a dvipa, on the Kaveri River. It's an island in the Kaveri River. Island is a dvipa, dvipa.
In the middle of Kaveri.
So Ramanuja came out to meet Goshtipurna. And it was summertime. And in Tamil Nadu is very hot. And so there's a beach, the sandy beach. Sandy beach. And Ramanuja came and he did complete Dandavat Pranam. And the hot sand, you could make roti on the sand, it's so hot. But Goshtipurna did not tell him, get up. He just said nothing, and Ramanuja was laying there in the hot sand. And Ramanuja's followers are wondering, what is this? He's not saying anything. And Ramanuja is burning in the sand. They were wondering, what? They're getting all that agitated. So finally, one of Ramanuja's disciples, he laid down on Ramanuja. He put his back on the back of Ramanuja, and he stuck his arm, took one of Ramanuja's arms into this arm, another arm in this arm, and then he rolled over so that he was now on the sand, and Ramanuja was on top of him. In this way, Ramanuja was not on the sand, but he still was not disobeying his guru. So then Goshtipurna said, okay, you care more about Ramanuja than you care about yourself. You can cook for him. He was just waiting to test.
So Goshtipurna,
he said, he pointed to that disciple who was laying on the sand. You care more about Ramanuja than you care about yourself. Therefore, you are fit to cook for him. He was just testing. So then Ramanuja, he was giving lectures in the mandap, in the temple. I'll tell one more story then. One more thing. One story. The story is all condensed in one. I'll just tell one ending story. So one time he was giving a lecture in the mandap, saying about how it is only by the mercy of the Guru that one gets liberation. And the disciples noticed that there was one man, he was walking around with an umbrella over a beautiful woman. And that he was totally infatuated by this woman. So they said, can the Guru's mercy deliver this man? So Ramanuja said, watch and see. So he came, Ramanuja got up and he said to the man, as we have heard in Shastra that men are completely controlled by women, but do you have to make such public display of everything? Do you have to do it in public?
So Ramanuja कहा कि जो है शास्त्र में बताया गया है कि जो पुरुष है
that men are entangled by their attraction to women.
Men are
entangled by their attraction to women.
कि जो पुरुष है वो पुरुष से स्त्री से आकर्षित होता है तो क्या तुम ये सब दिखा सकते हो ऐसा?
And he said, so, but do you have to do this in public? So the man said, you must think I'm a fool, but actually I'm not a fool. Says, I appreciate beauty very much. This woman is very beautiful. I'm holding the umbrella because I do not want her beauty to be destroyed by the sun. So I'm not a fool. So Ramanuja said, okay, so if I showed you something more beautiful, would you surrender to that? So the man said, yes, I'm not a fool. So he brought him in to the Garbhagriha. And he, of course, this man had seen Ranganath Swami before. But he had not been shown by Ramanuja. And Ramanuja took the deepa and he showed him. And for the first time, this man, he saw Ranganath Swami. So he said, now are you seeing someone more beautiful? And he said, yes. And him, both him and that woman, who was not his wife, they both became the shishyas of Ramanuja. No, she was not his, she was not, they were not married. She was a prostitute. But then they became married. His name was Dhanurdas. So, another class, another time they was giving a class, and he was speaking about Vairagya. And detachment. And so, and he's giving a class to all sannyasis. And so the sannyasis asked him, so Ramanuja, who is an, you're giving all this explanation of Vairagya, who is somebody that we can follow, we can emulate, so we also can become detached? So Ramanuja said, actually, Dhanurdas and his wife, they are good examples. And the sannyasis were all, they were all shocked. How is possible? He's a grihastha, he's a shudra, and we're sannyasis, we're Brahmins. How he can be a better example? How can he can be a good example? So Ramanuja just smiled. So then he, so that night, every night, Dhanurdas would come and see him, and they would speak. So he told two of his brahmachari servants, he said, when Dhanurdas is speaking with me, you go to his house and you steal everything in his house. So his wife was laying in bed but not sleeping because she doesn't want to, she can't sleep with her husband's out there, and she sees these brahmacharis sneaking into the house. And they have bags and they're throwing all the gold, everything into the bags, you know, they're stealing everything. And she's thinking, oh, the these poor brahmacharis, they must have some financial difficulty. I won't say anything, I'll just keep quiet, and then they can take as much as they need. And she had jewelry all over her body. And because they thought she was asleep, they started taking the jewelry off of her body. And she was thinking, but if they're only getting from one half of my body, not the other half. If I turn over, then they can get the jewels from the other side. So she started to roll over. And then the brahmacharis became afraid, oh, she's waking up. So they took the bags of all the gold and they jumped out the window. and then she became very upset. Oh, they were not able to get everything. I stopped them. They were such poor people, and I was not able to help them getting. And she became excited to cry because, you know, she was not able to help them get all their things. So then the brahmacharis, they came back to Ramanuja. He said, okay. Then he understood. Said, okay, and he told Dhanu, okay, Dhanu Das, you can. It's time. We should go home now. Then he told the brahmacharis, now you run back to their house and you listen. You listen to the conversation between husband and wife. So the brahmacharis got, then Dhanu Das walks into the house and he sees the house is a big mess, and his wife only has jewelry on one half of the body, no jewelry on the other half, and he's wondering what's happening here. So then she explained to them how the brahmacharis, they didn't have enough money and they were stealing, and you know, and I tried to give them the rest of my jewelry and they ran away. And then he began to criticize his wife. Just see, you still have this mentality that it was your jewelry. This jewelry doesn't belong to you. If you just lay there, they would have taken it. And he started chastising her. You still have this idea of me and mine. And you know, and the brahmacharis were stunned. Oh, what kind of people are these? Then the brahmacharis immediately went back to Ramanuja. So then Ramanuja says, now you go to the sannyasi ashram and you take all the kopan and you tear all the kopan in half. You tear all the kopans in half. Go to the sannyasi ashram and you go where they're hanging their kopans and you tear all the kopan in half. Tear the kopans in half. Just cut the kopan in half. So in the morning, when the sannyasis went to bathe, this big galata in the ashram, because I've given everything up to Krishna and somebody has taken my kopans. They've destroyed my kopans. Big, everybody, it's yelling, fighting, you've told, you know, all about because my kopans are destroyed. So then Ramanuja went with the brahmacharis and he says, oh, what's the problem here? So Ramanuja Charya went with the two brahmacharis and he asked the sannyasis, what's the problem? And they explained, you know, it's such an insult. We've given up everything for Krishna and some miscreant has destroyed our kopan. So then Ramanuja says this, you've given up everything for Krishna but you're so attached to your kopan. Then he told the brahmacharis to tell them the story of what happened last night at the house of Dhanu Das. His son, he said, now you understand who is a good example to follow? And one more pastime, very short, with Dhanu Das, that when Ramanuja was very old, he would hold on to the arm of Dhanu Das. It was just 1 minute only. He would hold on to the arm of Dhanu Das. When he was very old, he lived 200, he would hold on to the arm of Dhanu Das. And he would go to bathe in the Kaveri. So one time when they were walking back, he heard some people make some bad remark. How the Acharya can touch this Sudra? He's a Sudra, he's not a Brahmin. How he can touch him? So Ramanuja stopped and turned around and he said, when I bathe in the Kaveri, my body becomes purified. But when I touch a devotee like Dhanu Das, my soul becomes purified. Ramanujacharya ki jai.
Ramanujacharya ki jai.